This is Terry Gibson. February 9th, 1998. Paradise and Millennium. A Jungian reflection of cinematic images of the perfection of soul in times of intense collective transition.
Hi. Good evening. Analyst in Tacoma. And he's spoken for the Society many times. I've always enjoyed his presentations. He's very lively, and we'll all be very engaged and throwing out our ideas tonight, I know. He has co-edited a book, and this is the book, Psyche and Family. Doug Beneke, our bookseller, has copies of this available out in the hallway. Without further ado, let's welcome Terry.
We have a lot of overheads. I think people get tired of listening to them and see people along. What I'm hoping that we do tonight, I'm going to get the thumbnail out tonight and actually start modeling the picture tomorrow. The Paradise and Millennium, actually, you're often talking about it. Well, I'm not doing this on conferences.
Tonight, Paradise lost and found, and tomorrow, Paradise lost in the morning, Paradise is dark, it's sinister.
You don't even have to compare us far from them. Paradise and the life is what we call homecoming.
And maybe to just kind of set the mood, I found this wonderful set of passages.
Says, according to the latest reports, we now have enough nuclear bombs not only to destroy all life on the planet, but also to blow the planet itself into the cold out of the world of all the nuclear. I find the possibility magnificent. In fact, I'm tempted to shout bravo, because from now on there can be no doubt that science is on. She flattered our desires for omnipotence, desires that inevitably lead to us. A recent poll that announced about 700,000 highly qualified scientists now working around the world. 520,000 are now living trying to streamline the means of our self-destruction. Only 180,000 stay away. I think the possibility is the compass of the apocalypse has been sounding in our gates for years now. We all stop up our ears. We unify to look at four forces. Overpopulation, believers in the one way of life. Science, technology. All the other people in the world are living consciousness. I'm not afraid to put this question in front of my ears. The last screenplay I worked on was filmed all over the page. Deals with triple threat, science, terrorism, and threat. The last which is usually seen as a victory, the blessing is arriving in the past of the world. The people of the others can boast of. Demographic explosion, the other hand, strikes me as so terrifying that I still believe in time.
And I thought I'd put another voice for somebody from Switzerland.
Coca-Cola is a headline that the latest balloon pilot, Savior of the United States, Prior week, the day after the tour of the history of the first non-stop Elizabeth around the world, for Trump to car and Ryan Hill the car is really interesting. His grandfather was ready to ask after the 21 days, Daniel was allowed to go to the river and fall back. What did he do for the rest of the day?
Thank you. 24 hours and see where they lead us. I want to go quickly through some same questions and give you a few notice about them, or I always want to make sure. I don't come on, believe I'm an expert on film. I am a lover. I just want to give my opinion. I didn't consider myself a Jungian expert, but I'm a Jungian practitioner and analyst. Or a lover of the Jungian drama. I don't think anybody really loves this. This is all Jungian. Not a saint or a spiritual expert, but I am a sucker more and more appreciative of the self or God, or whatever you want to call it. Silent, quiet grace, all of the time. And my goals would be to feel awakened by living in these energies or quicken a love of true art and the same experience. And we're all human. If I come to this world, when I was in my life, which suggested frame of information to receive art and film more consciously and transformationally. As you experience living images, the current vessel of the spirit of the whole self, you see film as our finest creator of image in the particular cultural moment. And philosophically, I've been having a kind of 6-year model development that we do in this workshop. I want to suggest to you that film is the most readily available vehicle for either genuine escape or genuine therapeutic feeling in our culture. And I do believe that some of the most widely available people are some of our culture. And so look at that. It is the live place to be. Even Bruce Wilson, all of our partners, all film is a fundamental communicator, educator, and translator of living memories. Film is deeply sacramental, and like the sacrament, is enhanced and deepened by attitude, conscious soul, and we believe that's true. If you stop in before, if I can provoke you, it would be different than all what you do when you go to the podium on cinema. Film-like analysis works through individuation of conscious, alchemical, symbolic interaction with the archetypal world and environment. It facilitates often rapid regression to early life damage. It's amazing. The feeling is so powerful. A good film will take all of us, regardless of our politics, our IQ, our sociocultural background, and improve the sense of us and all the people. And the good film will be actually in a reverence, not just in a but actually in a work. And it's a really strange reason for a cold and comfortable and not more than a strange films and proofs. These are the strangest analysis. Just go on and see it. Sure, I'll see somebody that's not going to be the impression. I'm not going to have another one. The analysis of the analysis is different. You listen. You're one of the best of it. It's never done. It's not going to be the impression. Somehow, the lost soul is seen as that one. Film is a crucial medium of initiatory ritual and transformative experience. One of the few fully viable such precincts in terms of one. It's not by accident that there are roads that are over and over again. The film is one of east to west of the United States, west to east of South America. They're initially quite different. Out of geography, the film's trying to teach an uninitiated adult culture all over the world. They're using it. Those who are out there, film is living soul experience, and therefore, if it is living soul experience, it really does need to become literate. You need to learn to read the film. And Neil said, I'm going to get tired of it. I mean, it's not in the sense it is, because we don't know it. It's a dream of the film, the art, the Gnostic, alchemical, mental, and mystical belief, living in the present, alive. So you enjoy this experience more, you become literate. The film is teaching us how to become film is a key holder of paradox in the opposite. All of the outer world films, no matter how great the need or trivial, have inner significance. And all inner world films, no matter how self-absorbed, how outer world films, that's paradox. There's actually a wonderful paradox. I got five in the middle. Perfect paradox. Wonderful paradox. Film, most of all, is a respectful teller of stories. And Phil, John Beaton, the famous country most including my family, all of them, says film is not a representation of the transcendent. The whole rule is spiritual, not going on. The art of connecting spiritual is critical question. Go to that old man. Stop doing your false. Stay away. So, it's a vehicle for individual spiritual direction, educating ego to recognize the transcendent function and vision of the self and the soul. So, enough said about that. Let's look at some film. Peter Weir. Mike, this director I first saw, I was on the left side.
Do your own. This really works.
If you imagine, you'll be a psychologist trying to deal with a pyramid. If the ego's up here, the part of us that goes on a Friday night, you know, it's this conscious part that lives in this kind of shopping mall culture bar. The ego somehow wants to get through the personal unconscious, all that kind of personal childhood trauma and trauma of living in the mysterious culture. You get into the archetypal realm, the Jung uses this language for persona and shadow and on and on, spirit, market. But there's some kind of living sense of this thing we're looking for. The creature, the soul itself, the modern day. Individuation, the process of getting from here to the people engaged with the soul. Somehow find the rhetoric and vocabulary so the body experience and awakening. And Phil was trying to individuate us a little bit, 2 hours. Trying to move us towards that. Self-access. In every film, you might ask, first of all, where is the voice of ego? The voice of every man and every woman. But it's a false. We first of all, what? Stare, eyes, walk, focus, choking the human body. Where else would we see ego? The voice of consciousness disconnected from the lower world. Oh yes, why absolutely. People just play looking at it on the surface. Well, that's on the greatest tips page. You can see that. You can go back and get home with that. Don't worry about it. We capture it. We have the essence. Or a kind of romantic itself. Oh, you know. I don't know why you ever got involved with Carol. Romantic, but that is it. What else? His friend. His friend and his wife. One of the great things he discovered is why he really had this time. She gets bones.
Thank you. Royal couple were my real parents, and they're playing something. And taking away
Soul that's inside him.
Seems appropriate here. He's thinking about mirroring of the eyes. Dante. now, he's compared to Jesus. Finally got to that voice of God spell and so forth. And then he features a little woman about this life. He first started 13 years old, crossing in front of another block of that show, but he was doing songs.
And the final thing is, what is the nature of the conflict between them?
what central soul problem has to be resolved in the relationship between ego and self? What does Peter Weir say the central soul problem is to be solved? What's the problem between ego and soul? What's the problem? What's preventing them getting together? What's the problem? What does Peter Weir say? We could is not, but clearly not, he is gnostically, alchemically, mystically literate. Peter Weir has done his homework, and he is a living this, all of his own records are living this. Yeah, and Christoph, Chris, Christ, also. Truth. First problem is there's not truth here. There's no truth. This is all deception. Wake up. This is all deception. Things are not the same. Only this fake work. First of all, audience, they thought this is what living is a lie. You are either funding it or you are in a lie. This paradigm. Our culture is problem. Truman, he's like us, he will want to wake up in this reality. He'll see scenes where there's a space and he follows these people and sees what they go to the back of the elevator and go, "Oh, see it." Then they have to rewrite the script. It's kind of like him running into his dad. He runs on the street, they have to rewrite his mother. But what do you think of the story? I don't feel bad. Let's be all this right here. Every woman in this room is very cold. I lay it out. Every woman. Here, you're going to change the thing you have to do instead of getting paid.
Hi. Good evening. Analyst in Tacoma, and he's spoken for the Society many times. I've always enjoyed his presentations. He's very lively, and we'll all be very engaged and throwing out our ideas tonight, I know. He has co-edited a book, and this is the book, Psyche and Family. Doug Beneke, our bookseller, has copies of this available out in the hallway. Without further ado, let's welcome Terry.
I'm going to
lean into the question on cinematic images of perfection and soul over the time of the text. Like I say tonight, I want to do a model of an overview of the begin. What actually moved me? So I went back and reread the front of the book. Who was around the last time? So I went back and reread the book. I got a copy of some of the movie. Collection of the three communities basically mimics the great art of the country. Marvelous of life, it's called the Read that. And I went back to the
And maybe to just kind of set the mood, I found this wonderful set of passages.
That according to the latest reports, we now have enough nuclear bombs not only to destroy all life on the planet, but also to blow the planet itself into a hole out of the orbit all the way. I find the possibility magnificent. In fact, I'm tempted to shout bravo, because from now on, there can be no doubt that science is our change. She flattered our desires for omnipotence, desires that inevitably lead to us. A recent poll that announced out of 700,000 highly qualified scientists now working around the world, 520,000 are now busy trying to streamline the moon for our self-destruction. So only 180,000 study those. I think it's possible. The trumpets of the apocalypse have been sounding our gates for years now, but we all stop up our ears. We do, however, have four horses. Overpopulation, a leader of the one waving in the flesh. Science, technology. All the other people in the world are really consequences. I'm not afraid to put the question in front of my people. the last screenplay I worked on for a film I'll ever make deals with triple threat, science, terrorism, and depression. Alaska is usually seen as a victory, a blessing, and a violence of the past and most dramatic of all, because of people of an utterly proportionate. Demographic explosion, other things, strikes me so terrifyingly that I still believe that the constant capacity to block the lockdown of all things. Of course, the disaster strength is so falling as a result of natural hunting and personal I pray for the strength of these forever and endure the difference between the those who are how possible.
Then I thought I'd put another voice with somebody from Switzerland.
Kyrie, the day after the UN issued the first non-stop release around the world, the Trump inquired in my report sounds like a very scandal. It's partially interesting. His grandfather was members of Baptist and got to the end of the second of the Bible for a third of the year. And his father, Matt, working at the end after the 21 days dangling miles above the earth and fall off, what did we do to make the world? A scandal of the 21 miles. A small gap, they were entitled to the time to go on this planet. But the quiet and philosophical skills I had, the skin of the heart of the victims, the rigorous journey was the best story to talk about the coming of the earth and the world, accepting this. The trivial thing is what I said, an ideal example of our clothes. There is not nature on this side of the world, it is not making the family of the world. There is no separation. There is nothing. There is no joy. But that is so absolutely beautiful. This is something we want to share with you. For those who come out of this tradition, we have this simple ultimate expression of time. We know that the world is a better way to the world. It's been taught long since. And so we're the earth form. Long after the disease of the world, the ultimate expression of time. Anybody can say it's terrible, but it's just the same thing. Most of the world is here, they've all been tired for a long day, and now it's a 15-year-old grandfather. It's a 5-year-old grandfather. America feels a whole different world than the Western African-American society. I'm sure that the concept of the world is a concept of the world. 24 hours and see where they lead us. I want to go quickly through some things. Those of you who have been here before know this about me, but I always want to make sure. I don't come on, believe I'm an expert on film. I am a lover. I just don't have a good time looking at film. I didn't consider myself a Jungian expert, but I'm a Jungian practitioner and analyst. Or a lover of the Jungian drone. I don't think anybody can know this. This is all Jungian. Not a saint or a spiritual expert, but I am a sucker more and more appreciative of the self or God or whatever you want to call us. It's time to apply grace all of the time. And my goals would be to awaken by living in community to quicken the love of true art and strength and spirit. If I come into a valley, you know, I was in my valley. Which suggests the framework of the mission to receive art and film both consciously and transformationally. And to experience living images with the current vessel of the spirit of the whole self, to see film as our finest creator of giving in this particular cultural moment. And philosophically, I've been having a kind of six-year model development when we're doing these workshops. I really want to suggest to you that film is the most readily available vehicle for either genuine escape or genuine therapeutic healing in our culture. And I do believe that cinema is the most widely accepted for people who have sent that message. So put that out. But it is the right place to
see where the movie goes first. Bell was a fundamental communicator, educator, and translator on living together. So he built the other Film is deeply sacramental, and like the sacrament, it is enhanced and deepened by having to be time to soul and soul. We believe that's true. If you stop in and reward, practice the vote, we will think differently about what we do when we do it, or the voting on sentiment, our attitude, what we do about it. So then we start to take a step forward in this world and escape from the greatest city. Film-like analysis works through individuation by conscious, our chemical, symbolic interaction with our type of world and science. It results in often rapid regression of early life damage and congestive neurons. It's amazing to see it's so powerful. A good film will take all of us, regardless of our politics, IQ, our sociocultural background, and improve the perception to our symbolic reasons. And the wisdom will be actually in the record of the phenomenon. Absolutely important. And if it's any strange reason, or a cold and complicated conflict, strange reason, and problems, and need, they have a transformative experience as well. Films and crews, and it's as strange as an owl. Just going and sit in a chair office and somebody like, well, how many of you do that? Film is a crucial medium of initiatory ritual and transformative experience. One of the few fully Bible set preaching to turn on one. It's not by accident that there are those that over and over again have felt the point from east to west of the United States, or west to east of the South America. There are initiatory films, counter-geography. The film's trying to teach an uninitiated and bold motion that doesn't go with it in the school. We're hopeful most of us will not initiate this. We are now finding ourselves. It's great to believe that we can work anymore, our families shelter off, our parents will come, we have something else. The film is human, that thing is turning absolutely so. Film is living soul experience, and therefore, if it is living soul experience, it really does. We need to become literate. We need to learn to read the film, and you'll say, and you'll be powerful. I mean, if not in the sense it is, even if you don't know it, to bring the film to the art, the Gnostic, alchemical, mythic, and physical living to the lessons our lives, and you can enjoy this experience more to become literate. Film is teaching something. If you're not as impressed, you're fascination for what you're doing. Those are the short things. Most of them are good films, not really. I don't think they're going to go down. James Cameron. There's a whole film for this. But my tenth is a film about the 90s. So Cameron knew that. He was a set for it. The budget overran, he loved the salary. They said, we're going to go up to this. The runaway budget. And the sole set was that the company was built to a ritual China community. But on the just 3 quarters, full-size budget, I think, they had the same carpet. They were able to do that. We need the carpet, and they set the thing. They were destroyed. But they were set because of the process. All
Film was the key holder of paradox in the opposite. All of the outer world film, no matter how great, deep, or trivial, has inner significance. And all inner world film, no matter how self and short, how outer world film. Film paradox. That's the one of the paradox. I got five in here. One of film, most of all, is a respectful teller of stories and a lover of mystery. And film, John Beaton, the man's partner in the North, the film of all of us. Says film is not a representation of the transcendent. It's a representation of the non-existent. The whole rule is very different. It's not going on. And our connection to the spirit has a critical place. Best director of the artist is there. I always love those little things. happened a long time later. Who knows? So, it's a difficult individual, spiritual direction, educating the ego to recognize the transcendent function and the vision of the self and the soul relationship. So, enough said about that. Let's look at some film. Peter Weir. Like this director I first saw, I was on the last place.
Thank you.
And that is the end of the tape. Copyright C.G. Jung Society, Seattle, and the speaker. All rights reserved. No copying, please.